Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. So there's a song that says, "He ain't heavy, he's my brother." Scott Frost, I'm not heavy on Scott Frost. I'm rooting for Scott Frost. Cheering for Scott Frost. Praying for Scott Frost. But none of my hope, wishes, and dreams can change 3 and 5 into anything. Scott Frost can do that. I can't do that for him. I can't do that for him. And the best way for Scott Frost to turn the energy around in this space and this community and in that program is for this team to beat Purdue. Yeah. Beat Purdue. Now, if there's somebody that says, "Hey, I'm a Husker fan, but I don't want them to beat Purdue. I don't want them to go 1-0 tomorrow." That's a different discussion. But I think we can all get on firmly on the same page that we all want to see. I mean, Husker fans, people who are rooting for the greater interest of Nebraska football, to say we really would like. As a matter of fact, there are fans that would say, "You know what? We need for you guys to beat Purdue." Why? Because we know, as players and coaches, that you affect the community. You affect people that you don't even know, that you're never going to meet. That's a part of the leadership and the code and the honor, is that you get to hold up a community on your shoulders, put them on your back, and carry them to greater, higher spaces. But the other side of that is when people love you that way, when people love you to that degree and that depth, that when you don't succeed, those people feel your pain because they know that it matters to you. They know that you care. That's why there's pain. The pain is that you guys feel every play. Every play. And so when it doesn't go the way that the masses wants and needs, then there's pain. You can root for the other direction. So, you know, look, the same, and you can address it. You can say that. I mean, I was talking about James Franklin in Penn State originally and saying, but James Franklin is in a different space. He's in a different space. He was actually having success. That team's ranked number 20. That team's ranked number 20. From the text line, 15-25. This is not me. This is from the text line. 15-25 and 3-5 in year 4 is unacceptable. Anyone who's asking for you to be easier on Scott Frost is putting Scott Frost ahead of the program. I will read that part again because that's pretty deep. 15-25 and 3-5 in year 4 is unacceptable. Anyone who is asking for you to be easier on Scott Frost is putting Scott Frost ahead of the program. The texter continues, "It amazes me people would rather lose with one of their own than win with someone else." Again, that's from the text line. Red Ryle says, "Coach Scott Frost and Coach Hoiberg are in similar positions. The main reason Hoiberg gets more of a pass than Frost is that many, if not most, of the text splits. Fan base eats and breathes Husker football. Basketball seems to be an afterthought." Look, anybody that was here a year ago and listened to this station and listened to my space, last year was I had high expectation for basketball, but I showed up after every loss, after 20 straight losses. Big Sky, Bach, Strick, we showed up after every game. We exhaled. We wiped away tears. We buried it in fruit, food, and dessert to get through 20 consecutive losses because we cared. I call it what it is. I'm a truth teller. Look, if the basketball program is 3-5 at any point, you have to say this has to be better. And I would say to the basketball team in the very same voice, y'all probably should win game number 9 for everybody's sake. For everybody's sake. And the truth should be we're all rooting for the greater direction and the greater result for these athletic programs. We're not asking you to finger point at Scott Frost. No, Scott Frost is the head coach. And it is what it is. The record is what it is. I can't imagine that if you asked any Husker football fan in August, hey, if this team is 3-5 going into Purdue, are you cool with it? Or do you want to change direction? And by change direction, it could be in the way they're coaching. It could be in the personnel. It could be in the schemes. It could be in – there's 100 things you can change to change your location and your elevation in football. And if you can text me and say, you know what, if in August you were told that 3-5 was the record that you would be cool with it, we are going to have another discussion. We go have another discussion. There's some things I need to understand. Now, if they were 5-3, I would still say, you know what, you need to beat Purdue. For a whole entirely different set of reasons and circumstances. Because if you were 5-3 and you beat Purdue and Ohio State's coming for what would be probably a primetime game on national TV, it's a different vibe. But it's not. You're 3-5. Ohio State's lurking. So guess what? I don't care who you play before Ohio State. You better get a win. Get a win. All anybody's rooting for is a win. Just give me a win. Give me a win. Go 1-0 tomorrow. That's what they want. That's what I want. That's what Big Sky wants. That's what most of the listeners who are listening wants. There are some that aren't rooting for that. I'm not one of those people. I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for Scott Frost to show out tomorrow. Absolutely 100%. Show out. Ray says, what's up, DP? What's up, Ray? What's happening with listeners throwing shade? You're an outsider. You're not rah-rah enough for our program that's falling short of expectations. Ridiculous. I hope you have a great weekend, my friend. As with you, Ray, and to you, Ray. Good is good. Not good is not good. But tell me that asking for them to go 1-0. Is asking too much, because I would answer to you that's how you got here. Accepting too many Saturdays where you didn't go 1-0. Where we didn't go 1-0. Us. That's the one. That's the desire. The desire is that for Scott Frost to be the greater version of himself, for people who are rooting for Scott Frost and people who are rooting for this team and this program. That's really all there is. We're rooting out loud. We're loving out loud. It's like, go Big Red. Go get a win. 1-0, and that's all there is. Guys, and here's the thing. If we were talking volleyball tomorrow for John Cook, and I said, man, it would be really nice for y'all to go 1-0 tomorrow. How is that wrong? How is that wrong? How is it wrong for me to go, Fred Hoiberg, it would be really nice for you guys to beat Colorado on Sunday. Because it's true. Come to me. Come on in, man. The water's fine. You don't have to be defensive. But calling me an outsider? No, don't do that. Don't do that. I've been in this game a long time. I may be new to you. I am not new to this. Let's go to the Honda Lincoln Hotline. Dave, Dave, what's up, Dave?
Hey, DP. Hey, your texter was right. I think it's incredible, or I don't know what to think of it, but the Big Red Wrap-Up Show, I was watching it online about a couple of weeks ago. They had a poll, something like, do you care what the record is, or would you rather have Frost be the coach no matter what the record is? And it was like 70%. I'm with that texter. I don't think people give a darn what the record is. They just want Scott Frost to be the coach. And that's it. DP, they don't care if there's wins or losses. As long as Scott Frost the coach, they'll keep coming in. 90,000 fans will keep coming. It's just incredible to me. And I think it's sad. But thanks for taking my call.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend, Dave. Yeah, and again, for the people who don't care about wins and losses, okay. Okay. It's okay for you to feel that way. You want what you want. But I would also say that there are other people who actually want wins. If wins don't matter, let me know, and we'll stop talking about wins. Matter of fact, we'll stop cheering for wins because we don't want to put the additional expectations on you. We'll stop showing up in colors because we don't want the extra pressure being on you. We'll stop spending hard-earned dollars to support because it doesn't matter. Or are you saying that, quite frankly, you're a Nebraska fan and that's it? Winning doesn't matter. And that's fine. I just need to know who you are. I just want to know who you are. Pretty simple. Again, I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. I really do. Thank you for hanging out. Nothing personal. None taken. Seriously. None. Simple deal. We'll toward the break. When we come back, Connor Happer is out, and he is going to broadcast high school football playoff game. And I'm told it's going to be windy, and he's going to be outdoors. We'll find out how Connor feels about that when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.